It's a massive game, obviously, for the players and for the club in general. It's a long time since we've been in a national final, and it gives us an opportunity to, I suppose, won a national trophy, and that hasn't been done in the club in a long time. From the players' point of view, yeah, it's a big match. They're looking forward to it, and obviously they can't wait to get onto the pitch on Saturday evening.
Yeah. I suppose when you're going into cup final as well, when you've picked up a win against your neighbours Derry, won uncomfortably by 4-1 last week, and the way things have panned out as you chased down second in the league, you'll be going on with a bit of confidence, will you, Declan?
Yeah, absolutely. Confidence is high among the group. Good performance at the weekend. I thought we played well throughout, and we got 4 goals. But throughout the last, since we turned of the second round of fixtures in the league, we've been playing very well, winning games, getting good results. We had a couple of draws. We drawed against Clyde Rovers 2-2 at home. Probably was the only negative they had in the last 2 or 3 months. So, but we played well, and even and there's times we haven't played well. We've got over the line, or we sneaked a draw. So overall performance levels have been very good. The lads, and they're very confident going in. Obviously, we know it's going to be a difficult task, Cork, or a big opposition, and there's very little teams that Cork City put out that are weak. They're a strong team. It's going to be a strong team. It's going to take a big challenge for us on Saturday, but we're looking forward to that challenge, and hopefully we can come out the positive side of a victory.
So you should be seen as underdogs then, would you, Declan?
You would look at it probably from a point of view of the league standing, and we're sitting second in our league, and they're in the middle. They're probably fifth or sixth or seventh, probably. I think roughly or sixth maybe. But they would probably have started off very poorly in the southern section, and they brought in 4 or 5 players in July, and that they've really from since that they've went on a positive run. They've got a lot of results. I would think probably they're looking at it from a point of view that we're probably the favourites. And we're looking at the point of view that we know it's going to be a difficult match, and it's not going to be easy. It's a cup final, and anything can happen.
And obviously, playing at home is a huge bonus for these young men, so it is.
Absolutely. We're looking for obviously for good support from obviously family and friends and St. Harp supporters come out and support the team. As I said earlier, it's a long time since we've been in a national final, so it's important that we come out and rally the troops and get the supporters out and be vocal on Saturday night to drive us over the line.
Yeah, because that's really been the aim of the club. When the underage structure was put in place at Finn Harps, it was about about developing players was one target, but the other target was trying to get to finals to, I suppose, put these young men in a position where they can compete for silverware.
Yeah, you're 100% right. It was about developing players and pushing players into the first team and giving players the opportunity to play at a higher level. I suppose when you're looking at that, you set your goals at the start of the year, and our goals would have been to come second or third in the league, and obviously to give the cup run a good run as such. And we've probably achieved that to date. But it's about being successful and try to get lads into national finals. And once you're in the national finals, you're obviously up there with the best, and you're playing against elite players. And that's where we want to be as a club, and that's as a player. You want to be playing against the best players in order to improve and to develop your game. So we're delighted we're in this, obviously, situation. It's a great compliment to the work and the effort of both the club and the underage structures and the under-17 players who have done a marvellous job to date. And we're just hoping that we can put on a good performance on Saturday night and we can get a big victory.
Yeah, because there'll be a big knock-on from this as well, Declan, because when there's players in the area that want to develop and want to progress in their skill net, that if they see the likes of Harp 17 winning a national trophy, that's something that they want to be part of.
Yeah, exactly. Success breeds success. When you're successful on the pitch, players and people in general want to support and be part of that whole equation and part of the club. And obviously, we're delighted the way things are going with the 19s, the 17s, the 15s, and obviously 13s coming on board in the next 6 months or so. So it's all very, very progressive. The club have been very supportive and put a lot of financial backing into the underage structures, and it's important as a club that we do that, and we bring the clubs and all the teams and the players forward and play at a higher level. But the end goal is to be up there fighting for national titles, but also to bring players into the first team, or in some of the lads' cases, some of them go across the water, so to bring them and give them an opportunity to play at a higher level and an international level. So we're absolutely delighted. Michael Gallagher got a call up to the under-19s international. He's heading up today, so we're delighted that he's got the opportunity to go up and play with Tom Mohan's squad. So that doesn't happen about you know, we're delighted with that, and we're delighted for Michael, and we wish him all the best with that. But that's what it's about, is about giving him the opportunity to play at a higher level and giving him better opportunities to play maybe professional level as well. So it's there's a combination of everything involved, but at the moment things are going very positive for the club on the underage. But that comes from working hard and having good coaches and good managers involved in the club, and as I said earlier, the support of the club as well, and financially backing the teams.
And to tell us about your squad then, Declan, how are you fixed heading into this game, and I suppose the players that are there that will be involved this coming weekend, the cup final?
Yeah, well, I suppose we'll have a combination of players that were involved last year, like Darry Ellison, who's the club captain, Lee McLaughlin, who play right forward for us. And we have a combination in the middle of the park with Jack Doherty, would be involved last year. Roland Gallagher came in this year and done excellent for us. Brendan Barr was involved last year. So we have players, and then we always have players that Kevin McHugh from on the 15th last year, they were successful in Athlone, beat them in the semi-finals. So we have the two blacks that came in last year. We have Luke Rodden, and Cody McBride would have come in last year as well, and he's part of the under 17 squad last year. So we have a good combination, good players, good in building the team, and these players will strive to the bigger and better things in the future, providing that they keep working. We have a couple of lads that are on holidays, disappointing because it was supposed to be an international break this week, so they booked holidays. So Dylan Woods is on holidays, and Nathan Loke was disappointing from them. And we have Jack O'Donnell, who's a long-term injury for the club, which is disappointing for him, but he'll be back hopefully next year and back playing with the under-19s.
Just finally then, Declan, if there's to be celebrations at Finn Park on Saturday evening, come around 7:15, what's it going to take for this young squad to take victory against Cork at the weekend?
It's going to take a big ask as such, good performance. You know, we've trained well all week. We're in tonight again, and we've playing well, we've trained well. The lads are looking forward to the challenge. It's going to take a big performance, obviously. You know, you don't get to national finals, you've got to perform on the day, and we perform to the level that we should play off. I'd be pretty happy with that, obviously, and I think that could be enough to get us over the line, but we know that it's going to be a big task. But, you know, we're looking forward to it. I mean, it could go down to extra time at penalties. You just don't know that level. So we're obviously forecasting it to if it goes into extra time and penalties as well. So we've got to make sure that we're well covered and everything, and we have put in a lot of work this week, and we're in again tonight just to go over bits and pieces. So make sure that we have everything lined up and stone unturned as such, and I say we're looking forward to it, but it's going to be a big game, big task, but one that we definitely can achieve.
Okay, Declan, many thanks for talking to us, and all we can do is wish you and the boys the best of luck in the final on Saturday.
Oh, thanks, Oshin. Thanks, man.